Yeah, it's a very weird and hard place to be in the music industry, but now I've become independent and I'm working with an amazing producer called Kevin Bohr, and I'm finally getting the right music that I actually love and what I want to put out there instead of it having to be molded into something that I'm not.
Okay, so that brings us to Kevin, and I know that at least the liner notes I was handed list him as being the producer on your single "Monsters," our coolest song in the world this week. And we're familiar with Kevin here in the Underground Garage. Around 2018, he and I spoke when he had released this album called "Every Part of the Buffalo." How did you meet Kevin?
It was actually in lockdown. I was doing writing sessions and everything I was kind of writing just it I was kind of just going with the flow. I didn't really have much of a voice about me. I was just kind of letting people push me about kind of thing. And I got introduced to Kevin over a FaceTime call, and it was just like a straightaway click. Like, if we wrote something stupid, we'd literally just sit there and take the mick out of each other. And I've never had that with any producer or writers before. It's kind of always felt like work, but since meeting Kevin, it's like I'm actually finally writing and doing what I want to do, and it's I don't know, it's just really fun to be able to work with Kevin. It doesn't feel like work.
So your first single of the year was "Breakable." Was that with Kevin as well?
Yeah, all the singles that I've done has been with Kevin.
And were they recorded all the same time, or have you been in and out of the studio over the course of the year?
No, well, Breakable, well, a lot of them were COVID at the time. I ended up having to create like a home studio and buying a load of equipment to get the vocals right, with not being able to get over there. So Breakable was recorded in the home studio, and I haven't actually met Kevin yet. We're going to be going over, and I'm going to be meeting him, I think January, February time, and finishing the album, which will be coming out next year. But yeah, it's so weird that we've got so much of a friendship and we haven't actually personally met each other. It's all been over like a Zoom or a FaceTime.
That is weird. But that's like, hey, 21st century, it's
Yeah.
like weird. So let's talk some about Monsters. So you obviously wrote that with Kevin. Did you have some kind of outline or a sketch, or how did that song come together?
It was actually put on the line for about 2 years. I was with a label at the time and we wrote Monsters, and it was just a demo. But it kind of got pushed to the side. Me and Kevin absolutely loved the song and thought it was like one of the best things that we'd wrote, and it had real good potential. But the label I was with just didn't think it would hit, or it wasn't poppy enough for the world that we live in now or whatever. So when I became independent, we went back to the song and we started adding instruments and changing melodies. And yeah, 2 years later, it became the song that it is now.
What are some of the monsters that you're dealing with now? Because I guess in the song you mentioned pressures. What sort of monsters do you have to deal with?
I think the song's more about like the fact that everyone's got like their own fears, insecurities, their own anxiety. Like, we hide a lot of our true self just to fit in the mold of what the world should be, the stereotypicals or whatever, that being our monsters. But if we kind of put ourselves out there and shared our experiences with everyone, it would be a hell of a lot of an easier world.
Yes, absolutely. So you mentioned coming to the US to actually meet Kevin for the first time. Have you ever performed in the US?
I did Vegas straight after America's Got Talent.